three, four, five, six line down. I'm a lesser. That's what I have. That sounds reasonable to me. I remember. I'm 68. Mom and dad on base. Let's get a crack about that. So that was for certainly the case. The question was just what line. Well, it's actually fifth line, but let's start from the third line, from the dot. Okay? Pshita. It's obvious. Meis ba'abayis ha'socher nishba liyorsho. If the ba'abayis dies, then the socher, this ba'abayis, of course, the employer. So the socher, the employee, takes an oath to his heirs. Afilo meis ha'socher, even if the employee dies, so he's no longer around to demand his salary, yorsho of his heirs, nishbarim liyorsho ba'abayis, his heirs take an oath to the heirs of the ba'abayis. Says Mara, why? I mean, what? Why is that the case? Says Mara, klum tiknu ela b'sachir shema b'yorshav. What was there a takana that there's a takana that employee can make the oath? Can his yorshim take the oath? Now the one doesn't answer. The truth is they can. Halacha is that they can. The heirs of the Baal Bais, the employee take the oath to the heirs of the heirs of the Baal Bais take the oath to the. Let's try one more time. The heirs of the Baal Bais, the employee take the heirs to the oath to the heirs of the Baal Bais. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Listen, a very interesting halacha. It should be kshesachro. I'm going to fix the gilin Ephraim on the bottom. Kshesachro. Where this is all talking about. We hired an employee, shalobedim, without witnesses, right? Why? Because then, yachil lemei marle, I'm sorry, you know, I'm shesach shalobedim, when you apply, scratch what I just said, I don't know, just read the same way I tried to say it wrong. Shesach shalobedim, when there's no testimony that the contract took place, then then the employer could say, I paid you. Why can he say that? Because he has a what? Amigo. Amigo, since he could have said, I never hired you, he's believed to say, I paid you. Makes sense, right? Not according to the Ushami. No, but not for the reason you're thinking. Now let's cut out the next line. We'll come back to it in a moment. Let's skip to the last two words of the next line. First, I want to explain to them. Miachad yocho meimarle lo scharticha. Since you could say I didn't hire you, yocho meimarle, you could say to him, scharticha, I hired you, but asati lo scharcha, but I paid you already. That's the migo, right? Now, cutting and pasting in the line I took it before, and it should accept it. Change the second word from Yochanan to Yudon, because it's Rabbi Yudon. Rabbi Yudon ain oimer b'mamon me'achar. Rabbi Yudon's famous Yerushalmi principle, famous only in Masechet Shavuos, but famous in Masechet Shavuos. We don't say migo by money. I mean that even though the employer has a migo, migo does not apply to monetary claims. Well, yeah, but it's by money. It's both people bottom line. I'm not sure which each person's bottom line suffers. That's why there's no kula. We never say by dinim momentus you go to kula because there's no such as a kula. Or if it's a kula for one, it's a chumra for the other. So what you mean to say a mutzvah chaver love a raya is a corollary of the Spindel principle, but it's not precisely the same thing, right? Because not. Somebody's bottom line will suffer. Yeah.
Does the contract agree with this?
Mm-hmm. Bobby says, of course, we stay by money. Migo. Yeah. Especially Lachzik. Eidom we migo lohotzi. The Bobby holds Eidom we migo lohotzi. Even that's in my focus. But ostensibly, the Bobby holds that you can't use the migo to extract money. But an amigo like this, which is to maintain money in your possession, the Bavli holds for sure, you say. There's Yerushalmi, yeah, of course. There's only Yerushalmi holds this way. Okay? Says on further, Masisa Pliga Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah argues on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is just the one who just said that we do say amigo, right? So it seems that our Mishnah argues Rabbi Lezer and says that we do not some Migo. What does it say? It says, Bamed Vorem Murim. When is it true that you take a Shvua? When? B'shezeh Omer. Now cut out the next five words, it's superfluous. B'shezeh Omer Nasad, this is Oshar Terah Zeretz Yisrael. B'shezeh Omer Nasad, the employer says, I paid you. V'omer, and the employee says, Lo Natalti, you did not take. But, in the case where the employee says, Schartani, you hired me. V'omer, and the employee says, Lo Schartika, you didn't know, but I didn't employ you. Then a matzchor lavaraya. Then the employee wants to extricate money. He's got to bring proof, right? He wants to be motzi. He wants to take away money. He's got to bring proof that evidence that the employment actually was transacted. The kasha the Rabbi Lezer. It's over at Lezer. Im boy merbeinim schartani. If we're talking about normish, the only time according to Rabbi Lezer that he's believed the shvua is if they're edim, right? If they're witnesses that the transaction took place, because otherwise you would say that the employer is corner Rebbe. Employers believe to say I paid. Miguel Ekov said the transaction never took place, right? So Vakasha Rebbe Lezer Imbar Benes Chartani. You've got to say that the whole discussion is only where their witnesses. Va'lo Omer Los Chaticha. Then how could you ever entertain the notion that like we just said? That the employer says the employee, I never hired you. I mean, it makes no sense. The only way it makes sense, you could say the employer says to the employee, I never hired you. But if there are no witnesses to the employment, yet Rabbi Lez is saying the only time in our mission there is a shvua is if there are witnesses to the employment. So it's an inherent contradiction between Rabbi Lez and our Mishnah. But our Mishnah says that it would seem to say that shvua, even if there is employment, Rabbi Lez says only shvua if there's. I mean, there's a shvua. Our Mishnah Rabbanan seem to say there's only a shvua. There is only a shvua if there was edus to the actual employment. As Rabbi Lez says, the exact opposite. There's only a shvua if there's no edus to the employment. There's no shvua whatsoever. Shvua is not believed. So anyway, it's a contradiction in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lez. Says the Rebbe Kartigna. Rebbe from Kartigna said, boy, yes, question actually. The employer said, I hired you for one day. You were a day wage. You were a day worker by me. And I paid you. The law mayor and the employee says, Shneyami Masisima, I worked for you 2 days. The loan is not fully gloomy, didn't give me anything. It's partial, it's simple. Yomi Shon, the first day, no till it should be according to Shai Tesro and the Imri Baruch knows. No till Beshua. The first day you collect with the Shua. Why Tafka with the Shua? As the employer says, he paid the first day. Everybody agrees the first day was a work day. Employer says he paid. The employee says, you hired me for 2 days and you didn't pay me for the other day. He denies everything. He denies he owes anything now. That's called motive mixtas. That's not called motive mixtas. That's where you concede you're still liable to something. Not to concede to something historical, but that right now you're still liable. This is not motive mixtas. So therefore, everyone agrees the first day. If it was might have mixed us, an employer would have to take the shvua. Because the might have mixed us employer takes the shvua. So there's not might have mixed us. It's takana, the rabbanon, that the employee makes the shvua. And he wins for that first day. Shnia, the machlokas, the tifluk of the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lezer. The second day is machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lezer. Now, the machlokas is not brought down here. And the Shaiat Yisrael actually changes the girsa to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chia. And he brings out a nice machlokas in Baba in Baba Baba Metzia, which he pulled out of the hat basically in order to be the machlokas concerning which they argued. But it's not clear, excuse me. It's not clear what the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, whether there is another machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Lazar or elsewhere Chas referring to, or the Rishabish is giving some Messiah. Rabbi Yochanan Lazar had this machlokas about the second day. We don't know what it means. I mean, at least I don't know what it means. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's a technical point, really. It says in machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, right, but the second day, whether the employee can get paid for the second day or not, it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. So normally you would expect the Amar Rabbi Yochanan and the Amar Rabbi Lazar, but it doesn't appear here in machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. So the question is there some independent machlokas somewhere which is being reflected by this line? Or is this line just referring to giving us a point of information? You're not expected to know Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar's machlokas. I'm telling you that there is such a machlokas, which is the machlokas concerns the second day, the second day's payment. Okay, be that as it may. So similar case, almost identical. A guy says, "We agreed that I'm going to pay you a buck a day, right, or a buck an hour, whatever it is." But it's not to the chon. I gave you a pay you already. But along with the other guys, and this says no shneislim pasakli. But you agreed to pay me $2 a day. Well, it's not to the klum. You didn't give me anything yet. So pshit that's obvious. Salary short of the first dollar. Noitel should be again b'shvua. It was at the base salary. That's b'shvua because the employee has credibility on the rental and the base salary. Shnia. The second one, Tapalam and Hebrav, also this is the fluke to the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Melonis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, and the character so change it to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chia Rabba. Ravuna, Ravuna says, Im b'shenishba hevi edim. If you have interesting case, you have a shomer, and he took a shvusa bikara, that he didn't lose. That'd be a shomer sachar. It wasn't negligent. It wasn't pusher. But the animal's gone. But what if imish nishba heavy ate him? He took an oath, and the witnesses were bought. Meaning, he couldn't deny that. He couldn't deny that it never took place. Because he obviously conceded. I'm not sure why Adam are necessary at this discussion here. Now they see it again. Like this.
What?
Not about to say. It should be habiatim, and good in a frame changes to velois or metis papus. At the time that the guy took the oath, the animal was not in his possession. The show had been stolen or whatever the case may be, so it wasn't in his possession at that time. Habiatim, velois, so both witnesses, it wasn't in his possession at that time. But then it came to his possession afterwards. I saw Medes Bavus. I'm sorry, Avian Beloiso Medes Bavus. Kragazalto Shvua. Fascinating thing. Eureka said we have stolen legitimately the animal by taking the oath. I mean, at the time the Shomer takes the oath, the animal becomes his. Because the Taloch is that now the Kefal or Arba Chamisha goes to him, so therefore the animal is his. He stole it, and he finds afterwards, right? At that time it's lost or whatever, and he finds afterwards, so then he acquires the rights of the animal. So already acquires it for the nishba. Masisa pli gravura, the car of the farm Mishargas Ravuda says, Echan Shori, where's my ox? Over the oven. So he says, it's lost. Mashbiachani, I make you swear. Vamar and the person giving him safekeeping, so Amen. Can see the point. But Daimin Shoochlo. And I'm sorry, I skipped. Shosh have what? Prop? Excuse me? Yeah, there are, it, I think I read it wrong. Masis and Pliya Rabbu Ne'echon Shari Emel Oved Mashbiach Nivam Maramein Vein Milso She'ochlo. And the witness testified that he himself ate it after he took a shvua. So, Hoda Me'atzmo Mishal Keren. He pays Keren the actual why principle is that? Mishalin Keren Oda Me'atzmo Mishalin Keren he says it lost it. Mashbiachani and make it take an oath. He says yes. Vedimini was Shaochlo. Wiz could see that he himself ate it. Mashalim are Karen. Why did you only pay Karen? Is that Talocha? Does that sound right? Because it might have been classed as potter. But that's not the case. Of course. Korban Shavuot, you only bring if you can see that you're on the other line. We're not talking about a kefil here. A kefil might have been his potter. We're talking about the concept of Shavuot for having concealed you lied on an oath. Now you have to concede the point on. It's when it's a knas, not with a korban. Korban is separate parameters. So by carbon, on the contrary, you have to concede yourself to be liable to carbon. Somebody else can't be machayv you a carbon. Remember why somebody else can't be machayv a carbon? Why can't somebody else make you machayv a carbon? Why? It's a trick question. You have amigo. You could sort of said, I'm amazed. Somebody else says you're liable to, I don't know, it's not really amigo, but somebody else says you're transgressing that barrier, you're only bring a carbon when you did shogig, right? You did amazing, I'm bringing it. So you say, I committed by amazing, so you have to bring against carbon. So you're only bringing a carbon, you could see yourself that you did evil. It's like a form of tshuva. Okay? So that's what it says here. So, Hoda Me'atmo, if he can sit in his own, Mishalin Karen, he pays the principal, the Chaymesh, and a fifth, the Asham, and an extra, and of course, the Korban. So, now, the question is like this. The question is, Kiddush was.
So why Chama shouldn't be considered?
That's part of the Korban. Restitution plus the fifth. Okay? So, this all is brought out to argue on Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna said that once you take the Shvuah, you acquire all rights to it. And we see it's not the case, that even after they took the Shvuah, that would be a riot to Rabbi Elazar. That would be a proof to Rabbi Elazar. We're looking for proof against Rabbi Elazar. My mind is not working. What's the proof against Rabbi Elazar? Moshe says in the fifth wide line, the fourth wide line of the Pnei Moshe, "Vaslisa pli Rav Huna diktani beperek will come on Zizayon letter perek. Hey, Hanotra, where's my ox?" Etc. You pay the principal afal pisha aidim bo achashinishba, even though the witnesses come after the Shvuah. It's really an extrinsic question to our sugya. Sinai doesn't appear explicitly, but the witnesses come later on, after the Shvuah. So, nevertheless, he's chayev to pay the Keren L'Chomesh Noshon. But the Pnei Moshe say, I understand Pnei Moshe, I just understand what Pnei Moshe means. He says that if you are still paying Kerem Chamish V'Hashem, don't know. And you know what? Let me go back to the top of the page, though. You'll see. Maybe you can figure out. Which is actually. Again, Rav Huna Amar Im Shenishba. If after Shavuot came. Okay, I got it. I'm going to take it from the top again. Rav Huna Amar Im Shenishba. Look, if when the guy took the shvuah, heavy edim, he brought edim, right? V'loi so medes b'bavus. He brought edim, and the edim said, well, it was your trough, it was in your feed, feed us, whatever. By your feeder, but it turned out afterwards that at the time, at the exact time, the shvuah wasn't by the feeder. It was God. It was taka legitimately lost at that time. Okay? So, heviyadim, shoyso menes, again, hoyso heviyadim, veloyso menes bubbles. It wasn't standing by the feed, by the trough, at the time you took a shvuah, so it wasn't really in your rishus, you weren't high anything. Fargazal the Shvuah became yours by via the Shvuah. Now Mastisa Pliga, Ravuna Farmishar, Ravuna doesn't draw the stickers, the Echon Shori. You ask the guy, where's my ox? I'm a law of any source gets lost. Mashbiachani make him take an oath. Vamra Armenia says then he takes an oath. Vedim meet him shochlo, and the witnesses testified that he ate it. Then Mashalim a Karen. He pays the pays his Karen. Hoda me atzmo, if you can see it on this point, on his own point, on his own initiative, mishalim keren v'chaimesh v'asham. He pays the principal plus a fifth plus brings an asham. How come? Why should it be? Why should you have to pay so much? Question for the ratio. It's from Shoria Echon Shor Amal Ovad. He says Los Mashbiachani Var My Amen, and make him take an oath. And he says yes. Then he has to bring a Karen. Veidim Minim Mishalchol Mishalim a Karen. No, we should have figured. I'm totally confused. I'm just confusing you guys. It's not fair. Something quite obvious, and I'm just blanking out. 1 minute. You know what? Let's try it this way. The question will become clear from the answer. Okay? I don't guarantee that, but I think that that's the case. Again, Rabbuna Amar Im Shenishba. If it's not about a case of the Shavuos they made, and then Hevi Edim, and then witnesses were brought, and Veloy, again, according to the Fine, Veloy Slum in his papers, At the time that he took Shvu, he wasn't lying because it wasn't in his by his feed trough. So Kvar Gazal Shvu, Ray comes his beer the Shvu. My season, please. No, look at the frame. The bottom. Ra'im v'shnish v'shnish v'ayim v'ayim v'loy some minutes bavus. You see that? You don't have a good frame of mind? First line. Loy some minutes. Okay, so again, Ravuna ma'im v'shnish v'ayim v'ayim v'loy some minutes bavus. Where's my ox? So he says, lost my shiachani. Takes it, maybe tells him to take an oath. Vamarain says yes. Vaidim made him a shochlo, then the witnesses testify the aid, Mishan McCarran. He pays the Karen. Odamiatmo, if he didn't need witnesses to testify against him, but he could sit on his own, Mishan Karen become a shosh brings down the principal. To gives it to the guy from whom he stole, and then he brings an extra fifth in Rasha with that as well, and brings Rasha Besamitosh. So now, what's the answer from which we'll reconstruct the question? Masnisa, the Mishnah is should be the opposite. The Gilin Ephraim changes it. The Mishnah which makes him liable is where he ate it, and then. He took the Shavua and then he ate it. So when he took the Shavua, was he taking an Emes and took a Shavua? He took the Shavua and then he ate it. No!
What the Shavua says that.
What does he say? He doesn't have it.
He doesn't have it, right.
Oh, so that's not a valid
Shavua. That's why there's a Karen Choy Mishinosha. However, the Ma Ravuna, as Ravuna said, is again according to Gilin Ephraim, b'sho'ochlo v'chakach nishpolo. The opposite would say the Zemora. If he ate and take the Shavua, was he lying the Shavua? No. Is he a Roshra? Is he going to burn in hell? Yes. But was he lying on the Shavua? No. So does he have to care of Choy Mishnosham? No. Only the carrot. Who wasn't lying on the Shavua.
Yeah, he doesn't admit to anything.
No, even if he did admit it, that wasn't lying on the Shavua. That was the Kash Ravuna. The Kash Ravuna said, if at the time he took Shavua, wasn't lying, even though, because it wasn't at the trough at that moment, it wasn't in his stalls. So then he acquires the fee of the Shavua. So if that's the case, how can we kai a Karen Chomish and Osha? So my answer is very simple. The case of Ravuna, the case of Mishnah, is totally differently. Because Ravuna's case, at the time he took the Shavua, wasn't lying. In the Mishnah's case, at the time he took the Shavua, was lying. That's why he doesn't get off the hook. Okay? Says Mar, Mechavish Itas the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also seems to have a contradiction. Time on over there, and we have no idea where over there is. Okay, the various difference for us given, but it's, we don't know idea exactly. The Talmud Omer says, "Afilu, even if low, it should be hoda. Even there was no motive in mixas. V'achat Omer, it should be actually hoda or achoda. Here it says, in order to make a shvua, an employee against an employer, it has to be motive in mixas. An employer concedes he owes something. Now he doesn't concede he owes anything. He doesn't know anything at all. He has to concede he owes something." So this contradictory that says you don't always need money to mix this. They don't know exactly where. He don't says you don't need it. So it says in Matamai Day Sheenosh Kain Shvuas Toicha, where it's not Shvuas Daraisa, Afilu it should be even Lo Hoda, even if there was no Yedia, okay, and then no confession, because something which is not Shvuas Tor rather Nishba V'Noitel. Shvuas Tor is only Nishba where you take a Shvuas in order to keep. But Shavuah, the Rabbani takes Shavuah in order to get. So it says, my time on Ayudesha ain't okay in Shavuah's Torah. There, because it's not like the Shavuah of the Torah. Afilu lo hoda, even if there's no concession, no more than mixa, so we're makel. In other words, you get a Shavuah, the Rabbani, even for a lower standing. And I'm hocha, but here, by the employer, and again, we don't know where that other case is. But here, by the employer, they say, No, it's not. The opposite. Over here in our case, our case is not a Shavuot starter. I'm like empty against a brick wall tonight. Here it says you got to be worried about the Spanish Shavuot starter over here. Well, I forgot. Gideon Ephraim deals with that. Okay. Gideon Ephraim says, you're right, Shavuot Sotar is a Shavuot where you take a Shavuot in order to keep something. And Shavuot Rabbah is where you take a Shavuot in order to extricate something. But the Gideon Ephraim says, here the word Shavuot Sotar and Shavuot Rabbah have focus on something else. The Shavuot Sotar is a case where the guy who's making the claim says definitive. And the guy who's making the counterclaim also says definitive. So Shavuot Sotar allows one definitive to overcome another definitive. The Shavuot Rabbah is where it's one guy says a definitive and the other guy says, Eini yode, I don't know for sure. In that case, the Shavuot Rabbah works. Okay, so he said again, Shavuot Sotar, Shavuot Rabbah is not so much focusing on which party takes the Shavuot, but what the response is. Whether the response is whether an I don't know response would work. Not an I don't know response. A counter response would work or not. The Torah says in by case of a counter response, there never is a Shavuah. Shavuah is only by Mudah Mikvah. The Rabbanan say there's only a Shavuah, but there's even a Shavuah where there is no. That's a poor choice of definition.
It's a Bari Shavuah.
Right. Yeah, but you still need Shavuot Rabbanan in those cases. That's what I'm saying. You still need Shavuot Rabbanan, even in the case of Bari Meshema. Be the rice only need a case of Shavuot, you only need Shavuot Bari. It works by Bari. There's still Bari Meshema that's considered to be a Shavuot Rabbanan. Okay, and that type of Shavuot Rabbanan would not talk work by Bari and Bari. It only works by Bari Meshema. Only where somebody is clear, and the other guy is unclear. So again, Tam and Aideshu Shada Kane Shavuot Torah. I feel law that where it's not a case to extricate from somebody who knows this, quote unquote, knows definitively, so even if Shavuot Rabbah, but the Shavuot Rabbah works. Ram Hocha, but turn the page again, Aideshu Shada Kane Shavuot Torah, because here we're talking about a case where the other guy, the employer says he definitely paid already, so it should be they only made a takon when the employer confessed. Partially to obligation, because then it becomes moedim and mikzas a little bit. Did I make that clear at all? Okay. it's been a rough couple of days, I'm sorry. The Gilead Frame saying, which was Sotar, Shavuot Rabbanan are here defined not by the classic terminology. The classic terminology, Shavuot Sotar, is where you extricate. Shavuot Rabbanan is where you get. Classic Shavuot Sotar is where you get to keep. The classic Shavuot Rabbanan is where you extricate. Right? Here, case of an employee, it's a Shavuot to extricate, so it's definitely Shavuot Rabbanan. But classic Shavuot Daraisa is where you can overcome even a definitive taina. A classic Shavuot Daraisa is where you can overcome a definitive taina. A Shavuot Rabbanan is where you can only overcome a questionable taina. Okay, you can only overcome a Shema, not a Bari. So here it says, Bramach Aideshu Kein Shavuot Sotar. Here, it's similar to the Shavuot Sotar because the employer says, I pay. So therefore, it should, the takana was made, since it's like a Shavuot Daraisa, that there only is a Shavuot in the case where he's Moedah Mikzas. Which is more to part of the wages, not more to all the wages, otherwise it's nothing to talk about. But it's more to part of the wages. So only in that case is there a Shavuot. Okay? Why? Because we need, since it's a case where the storekeeper or the employer is a bari, so we need, so Shvuah really should only Shvuah the right Shvuah, not Shvuah the Rabbana. The only way we can make it work is if there's an opening to make the Shvuah stronger. Well, how would the Shvuah be made stronger? In Moed HaMikdash. Why does it make the Shvuah stronger? Because it makes us smell a rat. That's the case where the Shvuah is the stronger. Remember, the Shvuah which should make it stronger is the Shvuah of the guy who wants to take away. Moed HaMikdash makes the Shvuah of the Machzik weaker. But the opposite of that is the Moed HaMikdash makes the Shvuah of the Tohen stronger. Right? The Shvuah of the guy is Moed HaMikdash. So that's what I'm saying. We need Moed HaMikdash here. Normally, Moed HaMikdash is the reason to take a Shvuah precisely because it diminishes the strength of the defense claim. So therefore, he has to make a Shvuah in order to bolster his claim. But here it's about the Shvuah of the prosecution. The Shvuah, and this Shvuah is bolstered by the Moed HaMikdash. That's in Moed HaMikdash in order to bolster his complaint.
So it's like the mistake that I made at the beginning of the employer is the Moed HaMikdash, but the employee is
the Nishba. That's right. Okay. So now the one now asks a question. I'm going to try like to chart there. So although I honestly don't know if he's correct in his chart. Malagal shvuah star means normally gil shvuah means can we add on more shvuahs? But Yushami, according to the chart, so does not use Gilgun language in that context. Rather means can you roll them into one? But if the guy is liable to two shvuahs, let the shvuahs be cut and shvuahs shvuahs. You can take a shvuah to the shvuah derabbanan and roll it into another shvuah derabbanan. It should be avolo shvuah Torah al shvuah takara, and not vice versa either. You can't take a shvuah Torah and put it together shvuah takara, and shvuah takara al shvuah Torah, nor shvuah takara al shvuah Torah. Why not? Because tamad zenish b'aveinu mishal. One takes a shvuah and doesn't pay, and the other one also takes a shvuah and doesn't pay. In other words, you have two shvuahs where you take a shvuah in order to avoid paying, you combine them to one. Bramoch zenish b'aveinu over zenish b'aveinu mishal, and vice versa. You have two shvuahs which people are taking, they can also combine. But where one shvuah is for a guy who's taking, the other shvuah is a guy who's meant to defend himself, then the shvuahs cannot be combined. Okay, or two types of shvuah, those type, I should say. Right, you can't combine those two. You can only combine shvuahs where there's one direction, not shvuahs where there are two directions. Is that clear? Two different types of shvuahs. Okay. Hanikzal Ketzad, how is a person from whom something is bestowed take a shvuah? Hoy mina masor shenichlas toch peso, if they testify they entered somebody else's house. Umishkino shlo b'shusen. This is actually a case, oh, this is a very interesting case. This is a case basically of circumstantial evidence. These are cases where Chazal made a shvuah in a case of circumstantial evidence, where the raglayim ledover, the clear-cut evidence is on the part of the certain claimant. But Chazal said, you know what, since there's no real evidence, so what do you have to take instead? Take a shvuah. Shvuah's nishboim v'nozli. Okay? So the same thing is true of a case of theft. Somebody comes into your house, you see him rummaging around. And when you come back later, a couple spoons are missing. So you use two or two and do it together. You make make an oath to boot. That's what makes it believed. It's an interesting concept. Circumstantial evidence plus an oath will give credibility. Okay? So Umishka Shlobishus, he took stuff without his permission. Almost he says, Tenikilash and Natalti, give me the stuff that you took from me. Boom, man, the guy says, Lo Natalti, he didn't take anything. I raise an Ishma Benoito. So I take an oath and I take. It's got to be a little bit of concession. Okay, it's how so? Amar lo, he said, Shnei kelei natalti. You took my two vessels. When I lo natalti ela echad, says, no, I'm not such a big thief. I only took one. That's the way to make us. He's liable to Shmuel. Okay, so basically, lo sochatzer. So circumstantial evidence, interesting. Yeah, actually, it's very interesting. The only time we accept circumstantial evidence of theft is if you saw somebody enter your house, breaking and entering. What if you enter your chatzir? It's not considered to be enough of a circumstantial evidence of theft. Why is that? Because a lot of people go to other people's courtyards. House is not, but courtyards, yes. And it's only if he entered the house with the intent of taking something out as collateral. Or that, so he said. But not if he just entered the house tamazoi. Then we don't, then we say that we're not, we don't assume that this guy actually stole. Nichnasu shtai, Amra Yitzchak said to Vabeid, it's all to do with testimony of witnesses, that they went in and they saw him taking out stuff under his shirt. In other words, otherwise you can't assume that he's a god, and they have to see something suspicious. Says the Gemara, what about Amra Yitzchak, Nichnasu shtai lamashkar? What if two guys went in? Do we suspect both of thievery? So it says, "My Yeva Gadol." It says like this: Yotzel Chavul Mi Ben Shnayim. Let's say the guy was got beat up by two other guys, and we don't know who beat him up. But when he came out from with this brawl from two people, he's pretty badly cut up. So it says, "My." So we say, "Shneim Wila Mashkeno." We require both of them to pay for the damages, even though we don't know which damage. Who punched him in which place? We require both of them to pay. Says Mar Machamile. What's the case over there? What did you see over there? Bisharosh Nain Choftim Olav Vermaklos. Says Mar, there it's different because there they actually saw the guy being hit with the sticks. Okay, so therefore we say that they both have to pay. But by us, we're still not sure about that concept. Because by us, we didn't see them actually thieving. We saw them going to the other guy's house. Might have even seen things bulging from underneath their jacket, but we still don't know. Maybe they took the taco to the mashko. So we don't automatically require payment. Says the Gemara, Ruzak Tzoros. If they saw a guy throwing pebbles, Nimtzu Shonken Shvu, then he found breakable vessels there, another below Shvu. Then he takes the Shvu. Why? Because then we say, Mistoma. It's much more direct inference, although I'm not 100% sure I understand why. But when a guy walks into your house, so you need much more of a higher level of questionability in order to make him pay. When you see, however, two guys, because somebody getting beat up from among two guys who are wielding clubs, or you see somebody tossing, because a couple of guys tossing stones or pebbles and breaking Caleb, so then you don't need a shvuah in order to prove that it's them, and you assume that they're liable for whatever damages was done. Okay? Mao mitane mila top of Lamvav. Well, this is really not relevant to our sugya, just brought down here, schlepped in from Baba Kama. Mao mitane mila mifalgan. Can you claim exorbitant things? Okay, so which is very, very exaggerated, which has nothing to do with this individual. So, how so? Yeva Krabi Yochanan. So, says, well, you know what? This is. It should be proof of, it should be, we should say, Rabbi Yochanan, that some people are really closet Bill Gateses. And therefore, you know, they can tie into things which are above and beyond their station because they have a lot of money secret away. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Bar Nosh Atir Goshuka, some people are rich in the marketplace, Umitskin Gobesa. And poor at home, they make themselves their miserly and skinflint, and vice versa. Atir gobeis, certain people are very rich at home, very opulent. Maskin lo shuka, and they make themselves out to be poor when the marketplace. Yesh misa share, their people who get rich, or bein kol, they have nothing. In other words, they pretend that they're rich. So sheish, their people pretend that they're rushim, that they're poor. Von raven, they have a great deal of money. So I have a story along these lines. This story again appears in Baba Kama as well. Rabbi Ba Bar Mishtoi Uvda told father's story. Have a barise, which took place with the sharecropper, the Barziza. Dafki Gabi Kharbanish Lichavi Zavi, the sharecropper left by another individual. I mean, astronomical amount of gold, right? Literal is like a liter. So he left by 33 ounces of gold. It's a lot of gold, right? So in any event, so Miss Barziza, very Barziza. Barziza died and a sharecropper died. Asuv the Kumi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The case came from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Who gets the gold back? Amar Yossi said, "Uman lema lon the choma the avil arisa the Barziza loud Barziza inu." In the Yerushalmi book, how much that read? He's saying that this money obviously belongs to Bar Zizel because the sharecropper was so poor he couldn't afford it to own so much money, right? So you see, Avum would be named by the Bar Zizel. You should give the legacy to the children of Bar Zizel. So it says the Gemara, now I'm going to read to you where it says in Shavuos. Because it's better written there. In Baba Kama, sorry. First it should say here, Havel Barzia Banim Ravin and Bani Dakikin. He had younger children, older children. Amri said, Yasbun Chevraya Pliga. So he said, let the Rabbi Pliga, let the older ones take their half. Because Rabbi Bakhtakai, when the younger ones grow up, then Yasbun Rachel Kaya, they'll take their part. Okay? So it says, well, in the meantime, while they're growing up, so it says the Gemara, Damach Rabbi, I'll skip two lines, it's basically what I wrote and read just now. Damach Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, or Shmuel Rabbi Yossi died. Asub the Kumin Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chia Rubas, so case came for Rabbi Yochanan the Great, and he took over the case. I guess he was appointed judge in charge of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's pending cases. So he said, Imi Adah, Lesa Shema Minokum. If you're going to learn from that, from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, you can't learn anything out from that. He's been a slow boy, maybe fire him an option. There's certain people that want to make themselves well known, like Rabbi Yochum. Maybe Barzuzay's sharecropper was filthy rich. You see, I'm avoiding that research to be given over rather to the children of the sharecropper. Armor late Marie the Big Dunner said the guy was only on the outer jury of safekeeping, said, Krayabisbog already paid out half erroneously. Armor late, you said, Mashna Sata, which you gave up, be based on Sata. You gave up according to Basin. Mashata, no, you said, I'll be based on the Sata. What you're going to give is also be based on the words. Don't worry about anything. Whatever's being done is being done in the consensus on Basin. So it's not your problem. It's just their Shliach. Madi, every side of Benezuzah, and the children, sharecropper say the children of Barziza. So I have only madness to take what you to give me back what you take. So Yachlam say no. Yachlam Malone, they could say Machinasa be based in Asa. Whatever's done is under the consensus of basin, so you can't take anything. Children of Barziza got this unexpected windfall, which really shouldn't have been theirs. Can the younger ones say to the older ones, well, let's buy them what you got so far, because that's the extra which the state got. So Yachum Memele, they could tell Mitzia Mitzah. No, it's our Mitzia. Whatever extra stuff came in, it's for us. You know, we got it as a Mitzia, and basically it was a gift from God. It has nothing to do with you guys. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, Avin, Rabbi commission Nisan Lamatana. The difference between the older ones who are distributing, the young ones who have not yet distributed, except in a case like this, it's as if the older ones, meaning the older sons of Barziza, got a gift. Yerushalmi and Baba Kama is much more explicit. Basically, what we say is based in free situation, takes it from over here without overturning the past. So even though Rabbi Chia held that the money should actually go to Barziza's sharecropper, not to Barziza's kids, that was the poor part which already went to Barziza's kids, stays by those kids, and they don't even have to redistribute among themselves with the younger kids. Because since it's an extra legal maneuver, because Abidina wasn't coming to him. So therefore, we should really take it out for him. But it's based on the side and based on the side. We don't overturn based on the psak. But Lamaisa, the flip side of that is that the older ones don't have to split up with the younger ones. Okay? So it's a tough luck, unfair halacha, but that's life. Okay, and since that's life, we'll stop.